Hi everyone. Today is eclipse day, so I wanted to just get a little podcast out real quickly and talk about things that I've been witnessing, things that have been coming to me through guidance, and just get something out today because today seems like it is a very powerful day. It's interesting to talk to people, you know, look at videos, see what everybody is, how they're explaining the eclipse. I mean, it's a very, I believe, important time in our reality. But yes, also interesting the way people are expressing these things with, you know, you've got people talking about the signs and our last eclipse, 7 years, which yes, 7 years is a cycle and it's forming an X across. It's, you know, different things where it's going through different cities and what does that mean in the Bible? And, you know, and I understand all that. You know, people, it's interesting because people go through this hype of, wow, you know, the signs, let's watch the signs. But yet, in my reality, with being a person of, with abilities and being able to sense things and talk to spirit and guidance, you know, sometimes people look down on that, like following the signs, ooh, okay. Or they're like, yeah, cool, let's follow the signs. Well, I believe there's a lot of signs in this day. This day is very powerful, but in many ways, like I've heard people say, oh, don't do rituals or don't, you know, it's negative energy. Well, I guess in some senses, if you look at it, 7 years ago, we had an eclipse. And think about the last 7 years of your life, you know, not because of the eclipse, but, you know, you're kind of evaluating like, wow, what were the last 7 years of my life like? Was it challenging? Was I trying to get something out there? Did I have all these changes in my life? Did I become a mom? Did I open a business? You know, these are all different aspects of your reality. So how I feel about it is like, okay, now we're going through another eclipse that so many people are running to go look at or see. I was told through guidance, I'm not right on the line of it, in the track of it, but it will happen here where I'm at a little bit in visual points. I'm just not going to go look at it because I'm trying to get more sense of like, what actually can I utilize? Because I do believe in this stuff. I do believe that things happen in our realities, something this powerful, and people can say, oh yeah, you know, it's just normal or just happens because that's what happens, you know, it's on the moon and all that. But it is very powerful. A lot of us in my realm do believe in, you know, things like moon rituals or Mercury retrograde and all those things. So I feel like on one hand, it's very positive. On one hand, it's very negative. It could be both, but it depends on where you're at, where your vibration is at, and what you want to believe. And that's okay. You believe what you want to believe. I'm a big believer in that. I always tell people I'm not here to change your mind on anything. I think it's good if you look all around you and see what people are saying, you know, take it in, have your own opinion, of course, your own views on it. Don't let any way persuade you. This is all where you want to mentally be with this kind of thing that's happening today. So for me, I'm just going to explain to you when I channel guidance and when I listen to spirit, what they have said to me to do today. So yes, number one, they told me not to look. And do I know what that means? No. A lot of you that know me know that I don't really have to understand why. The reasoning behind it. Sometimes I will ask over and over and over, but I just kind of follow suit of like, okay, cool. The other thing that they did say was good because I did see a video, well, actually a couple of videos of other intuitives and spiritual people saying, don't do any rituals today. It's not, you know, and that's okay. I mean, what's considered a ritual? I mean, is it full-blown, you know, burning things or, you know, what is considered a ritual? To me, it's all about intention. So I believe that when guidance told me what to do today, and I will do it later, I am going to channel a meditation, so I might put that on the next podcast for you if you want to hear that. And I'm going to channel a meditation through guidance, stay in that higher realm of believing, that light, the all of it. And I know that I talked to another friend and she said that there's this thing going on around the world and people are going to be praying at certain times, people are going to be meditating at certain times. You know, everybody again has their own way of doing it. And she was kind of telling me, you know, what those times were. And she believes, you know, getting on board with that. And it is a good thing if people are in the light of praying in a positive way or meditating into the power of this, because, you know, we've evolved so much that, you know, everything going dark back in the day would, you know, it's a freak out where we're like, ooh, let's all run there, have some drinks and get our glasses on and watch it. You know, it's a party. Well, my end of it is that, yeah, it today feels heavy. So if some of you are feeling heavy, it feels very heavy today. I don't feel dark. I just feel a little sluggish. That could be happening. But it's also, again, my intention is to understand that I believe it is powerful. And I believe that there is something that is greater than us out there that we can understand a little bit more. But back to what my guidance told me, they did say to sit down, write that, and I don't have the exact words in front of me, which probably would have been helpful because I did write it down. But to sit down and write that I acknowledge today is a powerful day and that I do acknowledge that this is happening, the date, time, and our reality, but I believe that it's a source of good power and of light, and to write down my goals that I wish to create as if they already happened. So I'm not writing down, I want this, I like this, but it's more so as writing it down as if it already has happened for me in my life. That stays in a very positive, non-doubtful, non-fearful way that I can do it in that way. I was talking to a friend. I don't know if any of you have seen this movie, but I am going to promote it because I've watched it. It's amazing. It's called Dare to Be Wild, and it's really, really good in the way of intention and your goals. And it's about this girl that's trying to get into the Chelsea Flower show, and it's just phenomenal. So if you haven't seen it, I suggest it, because I don't want to ruin the movie, but there is a part in the movie where she wrote something down and put it on a refrigerator and thanked I don't want to spoil the movie, sorry, but you're going to definitely write it out that way is what I feel like. Like, you want to thank you for picking up my script, or thank you for the email from a positive viewer today from the podcast. You know, you're basically writing it already down, and then it hasn't happened. So that's what I was told to do. I hope you guys, I made it clear to understand that. I mean, you don't have to do that. That's up to you. A lot of you that listen to me, I know my clients, you're very in tune. You know, take the opportunity to sit down and get what you feel today should be about. Or, you know, is there anything you should do? Or I had another intuitive friend said that she just pretty much was told to ignore the day. So, okay. You know, it's everybody's different. You're going to get it in any way that you need to get it, let's say that way. But it's, again, don't hold on to like this hype of some people saying, oh, it's so negative, don't do, you know, it's not. You stay in the thoughts of, okay, I want to believe the power. I want to believe it's a very powerful day. Some people are saying it's like a New Year's Day, that let the games begin. And a lot of things that I've been channeling, if you've been listening to my podcasts, is about the shift that's here and about the shift that's coming. It's here, actually. I talked a lot about that, and I explained in February, it was like a Ferris wheel. And the middle of the dial holding that Ferris wheel together was what we went through in February, all that chaos and everything. And then March was a shift. So I think I put that in a podcast. And then a lot of people's stuff was coming up that they need to revisit and then transition into this belief of shift. And I believe that. I do believe that it's not only to say it, like keep your mind straight, keep your positive thoughts going. It's a matter of action also. So yes, we have to show action that we believe in this. We can't just say it. You have to really know it and feel it. So when you write something down today, as if it already happened, believe it. And then that's what will start vibrating to you and creating to you more of that, hopefully, more of those connections, more of those things to get you to where you want that life for yourself. I know as I work with people, there's many things, you know, with work or relationship or even their spiritual growth. There's a lot of different things that people are working on. So hang in there with that. The other thing is a lot of us do clear our energies or we sage or we have our space a certain way. That's our belief. A lot of people, it's so funny to watch different shows where it's mocked so much. Like, oh, look at her, she's saging, or look at that. I just watched a show the other night where, you know, she was meditating and she had a group of people doing the singing bowls and they were kind of mocking it on the show, like how weird it is and woo woo it is. And I watched it. And I'm like, when is our reality going to realize that it's not as far woo woo as you think? It's a matter of perception and how you want to base your life and walk into this life to believe that you are that change. You can be that change. So I can go on and on probably for an hour with that one, but I won't bore you with that. Let's get back to today. The other thing that I am going to do is along with, you know, I know I say, you know, a lot, sorry, I'm trying to get better at that. As we sage or clear our space to make it feel better, keep negative things out, there's also gridding. I believe in gridding. I believe in the stones. I believe in the crystals. I believe in the earth. I believe in rocks. I believe in the protection of the trees. To me, it's just common sense. We live with it, now honor it or respect it. So I got a different type of a grid that I'll share with you. A lot of you, again, that have worked with me and that are listening to this know about the basic grids that we have done with amethyst or clear quartz and things like that. This one's a little different. Guidance told me black tourmaline, tiger's eye, and pyrite, which those three crystals do for me are very masculine crystals. I don't know how to explain that, but you're going to take those three crystals and you don't need big giant ones. I have medium-sized ones. I've got my crystals ready to go. And you want to like find three areas of your space that is going to form. It's going to form like a triangle, actually. And I was told not to put them on the ground, but to put them kind of level, medium. How do I say that? Sorry. Like kind of up a little bit on a table or whatnot. So my three locations when I sense it out. So what I'll do is I'll get quiet. I'll just think of my space. I'll be comfortable in my space. And then those three corners will highlight to me or come to me. You got to do it in your own way. And then you're going to stand in the center of your space. What I normally do is I ask for help or I say a little prayer. And then I go clockwise to place the crystals. So wherever, and again, I can't tell you because I haven't done it yet. Wherever those three corners come to me is where I will place them. Now, normally, a lot of people, when we do crystal gridding, we do it on the first level. I have two levels of my home. And what I'm hearing from guidance right now is that actually I'm going to have one crystal on the second floor and two on the first floor. I don't, again, know where they're going to go in location-wise, except for not on the ground, but maybe in the middle of the from the wall to the middle. So you can hang it, you can put it on a table, I might make little shelves today. I'm very crafty like that, where I put the shelf in the corner and then place the crystal on it. But as you place them, you always want to go wherever you're facing. So for example, if I'm facing towards the back of my space where the mountains are, and that's where I choose to stand, then I'm going to go to the right of me. I'm going to go clockwise to place them. Clockwise is always a good protection. All right. So that has to do with that. If you want more information about it, email me at psychiccrossroadswithhope@gmail.com. And I will answer any questions you may have with that one. So back to today. So today is going to be a great day. You're going to make it a great day. Your mental thoughts are going to attach to, okay, everybody's in the hype of this energy. It's a very powerful energy. It's a time that in our history, because I can't remember when the next one is, but I know it's a long time from now. But it's not a coincidence. We just had one 7 years ago. Those are cycles, people. Every 7 years, this is a new cycle. Make your cycle for your today to be intentionally what you're looking forward to in your future, and know your future's already here. All right, I am going to go for now. Thank you for listening, and I will be back with another podcast pretty soon. I know I think I do owe some ghost stories. I have not gotten ghost stories out yet, but I will get to that really soon. Everybody have a great day. Enjoy.